This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, the days are getting shorter. Got up this morning and it was dark out. But it's beginning to brighten, and it's going to be a beautiful day, a nice day to really enjoy the last week or two here of summer. The big holidays coming up next weekend, so enjoy them. Because the kids will be back to school. Now, a lot of the kids are already back in some areas, especially further south of Maine, but we don't start till next week. So get out and enjoy. And if you haven't had a chance to do some fall planting, now is a great time. And I'm sure you've got areas in your vegetable garden that the crops have been harvested, your beans and some of the greens. This is the time right now that you can plant things like lettuce. And you want to use the leafy type, not the head lettuce, but the leafy ones. And arugula, also collard greens and kale. They do wonderful when the weather cools off. They germinate quicker, and they like the cooler weather. So if you've got some empty spaces in your garden, stop by your local nursery, get some seeds, and let's get them planted. Oh, peas also. Peas will come in. They'll be late, but they will do real well. Radishes you could put in, and they'll do okay. And when you're at your nursery or feed and grain store, ask them when they're going to get in their garlic, because that's going to be planted during the month of September for next year. And it's something that the flavor when you pick it and you eat it compared to the garlic that's been in a cardboard box for God knows how long and sprayed with some type of a gas to prevent it from sprouting, fresh out of the garden is incredible. So if you've never grown it, start thinking about it and just ask where you can find it locally, where you live. Coming also is, we've had quite a few perennials. And as we get into September, then we're going to see some of the fall plants coming in. The mums, I'm starting to see them around now. Still too early for me for mums. I don't like the early mums. Unless you're having a party and you want to fill in some holes, that's great. But I want my mums to bloom in September and October. So the early ones are good for a party, which would be this time of the year. The middle part of the blooming varieties will be during about mid-September, and then the late blooming ones will be at the end of September, and then fall asters. Beautiful little daisy, about inch and a half in diameter. And they come in white, they come in blue and pink. And the thing that you'll like about the fall aster, they're really, really hardy. And they tend to reseed. I know along the street in front of my house, we have probably a 15-foot setback to a split-rail fence. And right along the edge of the road, these wild New England asters are growing there. And they're available to plant all over the country. But here in New England, it's a native flower. And then, of course, your cabbage and your kale. And, boy, they're coming out with some great varieties of flowering cabbage and flowering kale with shades of, well, it starts off that kind of a purpley-green color. And as the weather gets cooler and your days get shorter, they start to change. And what happens is, in the center of the plant, you'll start to see a little bit of white on the edges of the leaf. And then it will be really get dramatic. You will have cabbage and kale that will be purple, pink, or white. And they're gorgeous. And the thing that I like about them is they will live right up until almost March. I remember when I lived in Massachusetts, we had them in bloom in March. Here in Maine, there was a little bit of the plant left, and it was still pretty. We had a bunch of snow on top of it. It tended to protect it. And as the snow would melt, you'd see the darn stuff there. And what I like is you can eat it. So you plant it, you decorate the house for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, and then between Thanksgiving and Christmas or later, what you can do is, if you're going to be decorating with evergreens and red berries, then you can cut the flowering kale or the flowering cabbage, and you can bring it inside and cook it. And it is great. So you can enjoy it for a decoration and then eat it in the house. Now, the difference between cabbage and kale, cabbage has a smooth leaf on the edges, and flowering kale will have a crinkled leaf along the edges. And they're great plants. I mean, there's no real bugs on them. That time of the year, we're getting frost, and that will knock out most of the bugs on there. But it's something that you will enjoy. And you don't even have to plant them. You can just keep them in the pot, right on the steps leading to your front door or back door entrance. And, you know, as we get into September, it'll be the time for corn stalks, mom's cabbage, kale, asters, and then you'll start thinking about planting things like tulips and daffodils and crocuses. They'll be available usually after Labor Day at your local nursery or garden center. And when we get there, then I'll start telling you about the different varieties and what you can plant. So we've got an exciting time coming up as we begin a new season. And also, now's the time to start thinking about rebuilding your lawn. I know a lot of you have had a dry spell during July and August, and it's been difficult to keep it green because a lot of you haven't had a lot of rain like me. But this is the time now that we should get more rain. We're going to be getting cooler weather, and when you plant your grass seed, if weeds do come up and we're getting a frost, they will knock out the weeds.
And the other thing that will happen is the grass will continue to grow because the new seedlings do very well. So once you get through the holidays, start thinking about working on your lawn, bringing it back to a nice, healthy state, getting it prepared for the winter months, and you'll have a nice green yard. Now, the one thing you've got to do now, if you have crabgrass, it's coming into bloom, starting to make the seed heads. Looks like the old-fashioned TV antenna. And I know a lot of you are saying, Paul, what's an old-fashioned TV antenna? Well, it's a long stalk. On the top of the stalk, you will have like 5 or 6 fingers going out in a circle, just like the fingers on your hand. And they're filled with seed. And that's where the problem is for next year. So the thing that you need to do is to let your lawn grow a little bit more than you normally do. And then put the bag attachment on your lawn, on your lawn mower. And that way you can lower the blade, cut off all those seed heads, blow them right into the bag, and then dispose of it. Do not put it in your compost pile, because your compost pile will be full of crabgrass seed. It goes to the dump. It goes into the woods as fill. Just don't put it in your garden or in your lawn. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergarden repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergarden is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardenRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergarden.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, if you have a question, give us a call. The number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. We're here for you. Just pick up the phone and call 855-660-4261. Isaiah, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
You ready to do a little gardening?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Great. Who do we have up first today?
All right, first up we have Barry from Portland, and he has a question about his garden today.
Okay. Barry, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Nice, cool morning here in Maine.
Oh, good. I know. I'm so happy. I have a question about phosphorus in my garden.
Okay.
I had a soil test done in the spring, and it came back, and I'm looking at it, and it says 375, way up over where it's supposed to be.
Okay.
So I planted a blue hydrangea, the Boomstruck, in the fall, and it was that real deep, dark purple. It was beautiful. As of yesterday, it's sort of a light blue with pink coming through, and the nursery said that in order for a blue hydrangea to go and be beautiful, it has to be, the phosphorus has to be 5.6 to 5.8. So my question to you is, how can I lower the phosphorus in the bed?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's not the phosphorus. Okay?
Really?
It's the acidity in your soil.
Okay.
So, to make it blue, your soil has to be on the acidic side. To make it pink, you have to be on the sweet side. So to make that hydrangea pink, you need to add lime. And by bringing down your pH, the acidity in your soil, then what's the lime will lower, no, the lime will increase the pH, making it pink. Now, to bring it down, to make it less acidic, then you've got, no, if you want to make it more acidic, then you want to increase the acidity in the soil. And the way that you do that is with a sulfur product. Now, if you go to any garden center, Barry, Espoma, the people that make Holytone and Plantone, make a special fertilizer for hydrangea. And they have a blue hydrangea picture on one bag and a pink hydrangea picture on the other bag. And if you use the bag that has the blue picture, it will make the soil more acidic. If you use the one that's in the pink, with a pink flower, it will increase the acidity. So that would be the easiest way, because it's a blend that they've put together to not only feed the plant, but to adjust the color on that hydrangea. And it works very, very well. But
all right, my friend, I'm going to try it today. See what happens.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do it that way. And then the other thing that you can buy is, if you can't find that, buy some Holytone. And Holytone is for your broadleaf evergreens, rhododendrons, azaleas, and plants like that. And that's a fertilizer that is on the acidic side. And that will do very similar to the special hydrangea food. It will make the soil more acidic, lower your pH, and give you a better blue color. And one thing that you could try, Barry, is take a couple of handfuls of either one of these products, put it in the bucket, and add some hot water to it, and try and dissolve it, and then pour it around the plant. And that fertilizer will get into the soil and into the plant a lot quicker.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, neighbor, putting down fertilizer?
It's new Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer.
I thought fertilizer was fertilizer.
No, Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer feeds all three levels of my lawn.
Three levels?
Yep, grass, roots, and soil. It's science that revitalizes the soil to build strong roots, which greens and thicken. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own bag.
It's only at the Home Depot.
New Bayer Advanced Triple Action Lawn Fertilizer. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a beautiful morning here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. Nice and cool. Great day to get out and do a little bit of yard work, or just sit back and enjoy the last few weeks of summer. And if you need some help, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Next up, we have Bob. He's from South Portland, and he has a question about his garden today.
Okay. Bob, good morning. How can we help you with your garden today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Questions. I have two questions for you. One is, when can I top my hydrangeas? They're getting too tall. And the other question has got to do with California poppy.
Okay. What type of hydrangea is getting too big?
It's the endless summer. Blue endless summer.
Okay. You don't want to prune that until spring. Endless summer, especially in Maine, if we have a very cold winter, the flower buds could die on it. And you could have some major dieback on the plant. So what you want to do is wait until April. And you'll see that some of the branches will die. It's just something that happens. And they'll be brown. And then you'll see some that are nice and green. And what I do is I take my fingernail, I scratch through the brown, and if it's green underneath it, it's alive. If it's green, then I know it's definitely alive. But if you scratch through and it's brown, there's a good chance that either part of that branch or the entire branch has begun to die. So wait until April, and when you notice that on the sticks, this will be nothing but a big collection of sticks, when their buds begin to turn green, then you can cut them back. But if you prune them back now, they may not have enough time to create a scab on that plant where you made the cut, and if we have an early winter and a lot of cold, then the wind will pull the moisture out of that cut that you made and dehydrate the stem, and then the stem's going to die back. So wait until April when you start to see signs of the plant beginning to wake up, and then you can control the size of the plant.
Okay. Okay. The other thing, earlier in the year, I threw a handful of California poppies into a pot and just left them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Yesterday is the first time in probably 4 months there's finally a flower. And I heard that you can't or shouldn't transfer California poppies. They got to stay in the same pot. Is that true, or can I transport or transfer them to another location?
Okay. How big is the pot, Bob?
The pot is essentially the size of a cereal bowl.
Oh, okay. So it's a little container. Okay.
It's a little container, yep.
Yeah. What I want you to do, leave it outside, let it go through the normal cold weather, the fall. The frost will end up knocking the plants down, and then put it in your garage or tool shed, someplace where it's going to have a normal winter-type weather, okay? And then in the spring, take that pot out, knock the root ball out of it, and then cut it in four pieces and plant those four pieces in your garden, because that soil will contain the plants and some seed, and now you'll have four clumps of it. But you don't want to do it now. It's getting to be late, and they may not have a chance to really get established. So I just keep them out of the cold. They probably will need a little bit of water during the winter. You don't want it to go bone dry, and you'll be in good shape. So just after the frost hits them, give them a good drink, put them in your garage or tool shed. During the winter, you may want to add a little bit of water just so they don't dry out. And then the spring, cut them in four pieces, plant them in your garden, and you're ready to go.
Okay. One other quickie. You mentioned earlier about planting peas in the fall.
Yep.
Is there any particular variety of climbing or bush that you would recommend?
Well, the bush type tend to be ready for harvest quicker. So your best bet is when you get to the garden center or the feed and grain store, look on the bag, on the package, and it will say days to maturity. And just choose the varieties that are going to mature quicker. But I'll tell you, they do very well with these cool nights and cool days. And I can remember when I was, probably 8, 9, 10, we lived in Auburn, Maine, which is central Maine. And my father, on Labor Day weekend, would always plant a crop of peas, and we ate them around Thanksgiving.
Oh, nice. Okay, one other quickie. You got one right out of my head. Oh, I know. Eggplant. I've got six eggplants, really, that I rescued from a nursery.
Okay.
And now they're probably about 3 feet tall in pots. And some of them have matured, and I've got fruit on them, but it also has a ton of other flowering buds that I don't think are going to make it. Would you recommend that I cut off everything that's not set that it stands a better chance?
Yeah, if you can get rid of those buds, because you got to be realistic here. We're almost into September, and there's no way between now and the end of the year that those flower buds or fruit that's about an inch long is going to have time to mature. So I would cut those out, and that way all the energy is going to go to the fruit that remains on the plant. It will make them larger, and it will help them to mature quicker. And I'll tell you, my dad always grew tomatoes, pepper, and eggplant in pots. And he grew them on his back patio. And in the fall, when I remember going to school, he would bring them in at night if it was going to be a chance for a frost, put them out during the day. And then when the weather got really cold, he brought in, because he had a big sliding door that got a lot of light, he would bring in a couple or three tomato plants, a couple of pepper plants, and one eggplant. And he would play with those all winter long. And we had fruit on them. And at the by the time spring got there, the tomatoes were pretty well done. But the peppers were almost 3 feet tall, and he would replant them in the vegetable garden. And by the end of the second year, they were like shrubs. And they stayed very, very productive. The only thing that you have to do during the winter on your tomatoes and on your peppers or even eggplant is a couple times a week, walk up to the plant and tap the flowers, the little flower clusters. And because there won't be any bees in your house, so you got to stir that pollen on the blossom. So you just tap them. And that will shake the pollen free, and that will pollinate them. It's just, that's what they do in a commercial greenhouse where they grow tomatoes. They plant them in ground beds, and every couple of feet, they have like a wire fence that they run across the planting bed. And as the shoots begin to grow, they grow through the wire fencing. And then they'll go another couple of feet, and they'll have another piece of wire. And the stems continue to grow taller and taller. And what they do is this. On the end of each bed, where the wire is attached with a big spring. And they'll basically walk up to that bed, grab a hole of that fencing, and pull it towards them, and then let it go. And as it does, the fence moves because of the springs, shakes the plant, and it does the pollination. So there's more than one way to fool Mother Nature. Okay, so just tap them, and it works great, and it will work for you.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much. You have a great weekend, Paul.
You too, Bob. We appreciate the phone call. Bye-bye.
No problem at all. Bye-bye.
Thanks. The one thing that I've noticed this week, and if any of you have Japanese bamboo, and you all know what that is, it's in bloom right now. It's starting to have a lot of white blossoms on it. Now, this is the time of the year, right now, that you can really, really hurt the bamboo. And what I want you to do is to get a product called Clean Up. Now, Clean Up is made by Bonide. And this is the only weed killer that will kill Japanese bamboo. And what you're going to do is you're going to spray the plant. You don't have to soak the ground. Just spray the foliage. Spray the flowers. And then you're going to wait 5 days. You're going to do it again. You're going to wait another 5 or 6 days. You're going to do it a third time. Now, the reason that it works, I mean, it won't kill 100%, but it'll kill 75 or 80% of that Japanese bamboo. Right now, the plant has taken all of the energy in the root and sent all that energy up to make flowers. And those flowers are going to make seed to make more Japanese bamboo for next year. Because there's no food in the roots, it's all being used to make the flowers. You spray the cleanup on it, it will have no interference, and it will move right down the stems to the root system and kill it. So if you can do it two or three times, about 5 days apart, and really soak the foliage good, and then in the late fall, when everything has turned brown, cut everything as close to the ground as possible. Take a weed whacker, I don't know what you can use, a saw or whatever, but just whack it right back to the ground. Clean up the area so that next spring you can get in there with maybe a lawnmower. And that way what you can do in the spring, you'll have some new shoots. You can take your lawnmower and just mow it down, or you can take your weed whacker and cut it down, and you cut it down as soon as it starts coming up. And you do it a couple times a month during May, June, and July. At the end of July, you leave it alone because you've been hurting it every single month by chopping it down. Let it come up. And when you see little flowers, hit it with the cleanup again. And usually, the third year, it's free.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergarden repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergarden is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to evergardenrepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergarden.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful morning out there. If you're headed out to the beach or the golf course, you got a beauty. It's nice to be able to say that. Well, might as well enjoy the weather before things really change. But we're lucky also here in the Northeast where I am, and we don't have to worry about what's happening in Texas. We feel so bad for those people with all that rain. I just can't imagine what 2 to 3 feet of rain in one storm can do. It's just terrible. So we'll keep our prayers going for them. But if you need some help, you give us a call. We're here to help you to really enjoy the remaining days of your flower and vegetable garden. And time to prepare your lawn for the fall. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next we have Ron from Massachusetts, and he has a question about lichen.
Okay. Ron, good morning. How can we help you with your lichen today?
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
This is really not a gardening question, but on my dad's and mom's cemetery grave, we have lichen growing.
Okay.
And it seems to be growing everywhere, on wood, the bark of the trees, everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming a menace, and I don't know what to do to get rid of it on the cemetery grave where it won't hurt the finish.
Okay. When we had a house painted about 3 or 4 years ago, we had some lichen growing on the north side of the house, right on the wood itself, on the corner pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the painter showed it to me, and he said, "This is not a good thing. We just can't paint over it. We're going to have to kill it." And I said, "Well, what do you use for a, like a weed killer?" He said, "No. Just a little bit of bleach." And he just took a 1 gallon pump sprayer. He sprayed it on the wood, and then he just took the hose, washed it off, and it was gone. But the thing that you're going to have to do is you really need to kill it, because as the roots grow in the tiny pores of that granite, it's going to expand it slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then water can get in there. And then once the water gets in, it's going to chip off little pieces of that granite. So the best thing for you to do is, and you don't need to spray it, you just bring a little bit of bleach with a rag, put some bleach on the rag, and rub it where these lichens are, and then let it sit for a little bit. Do it a second time. Let it sit. And then you can take the rag and basically scrape it right off. Or you can bring like a plastic putty knife.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a plastic Brillo pad that your wife may use to wash the pots and pans to get the grease and stuff that's stuck on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just rinse it with water, and that will take care of it. But you need to kill the roots, and the only way you're going to kill the roots is with bleach.
Is any time of the year better than the other?
It doesn't matter. I would do
it
now. I would do it now. Get it out of there, and if you see that some of it comes back in the spring, then you can treat it again before it has a chance to make all that gray-green foliage that it will produce. But the main thing is you've got to nip it in the bud now and really hurt it. And 9 out of 10 times it will kill all of it that's there.
Wonderful. I appreciate that.
Okay. I appreciate
you
giving us a call.
Thank you so much. Nice talking with you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Yeah, there's nothing worse than that happening, and I've seen it visiting the cemetery. That you get a beautiful stone, and all of a sudden it's got these gray lichens on it. Looks like miniature lettuce almost growing on the stone. But if it gets into the cracks and crevices, I mean, it is a hard stone, but it is a little bit porous. The roots will erode and make that little pore bigger and bigger. So you've got to nip them in the bud now. Clean it up. So just you don't want to use metal like a SOS pad because you could scratch the finish. But if you do a plastic scrubbing brush like a plastic SOS, then that will take it right off, and your stone will be nice and beautiful all over again. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.